AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Federal Reserve is again leaving its key interest rate unchanged, but Chairman Jerome Powell made bigger news yesterday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
13 in favor and 11 opposed.
Hours after the Senate Banking Committee sent Kevin Warsh's nomination as the next Fed chair to the full Senate.
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time to be determined.
That has not happened in nearly 80 years, but Powell citing what he calls unprecedented legal attacks on the Fed.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public.
The Fed's independence from political pressure.
I think it's at risk.
His decision prevents President Trump from filling a seat on the Fed board. Powell's term ends in January 2028.
And I will leave when I think it's appropriate to do so.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The price of Brent crude oil briefly jumped past $126 a barrel today as stalled U.S.-Iran talks continue to raise doubts over the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and a permanent end to the Iran war. The first direct commercial flight between the U.S. and Venezuela is scheduled to land in Caracas from Miami today. The flight comes 7 years after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security suspended flights, citing safety concerns. Elon Musk returns to testify for a third day in the trial over his civil lawsuit against OpenAI. Musk accuses OpenAI co-founder Sam Altman of betraying promises to keep the company as a nonprofit dedicated to humanity's benefit. The ChatGPT maker has evolved into a capitalistic venture now valued at $852 billion. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the death of country singer David Allan Coe.
You don't have to call me darling.
Country singer and songwriter David Allan Coe has died at age 86. Coe was known for hits You Never Even Called Me By My Name and Take This Job and Shove It. Coe was considered an outsider in Nashville's music establishment, but developed a core following around his raw, often obscene lyrics. His first album, a blues album called Penitentiary Blues, songs he wrote in prison, and he released two R-rated albums, one in 1978, another in 1982. He told Billboard magazine, "Those were meant to be sung around the campfire for bikers, and I still don't sing those songs in concert." David Allan Coe, dead at age 86. I'm Donna Warder.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.